White Rocket Entertainment.
White Rocket Entertainment, podcast number 241.
You are listening to the AU Wishbone, almost credible sports discussion on the War Eagle Sports Radio Network.
Driving faster in my car.
Hello and welcome to the AU Wishbone, a special midweek episode brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment in association with the WarEagleReader.com and the War Eagle Sports Radio Network. And by the book tour for Ken Ringer's Lorendo. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and I'm joined for this special mini-episode this week, as always, by my co-host.
I'm John Ringer.
And John, we are joined tonight by Chad Crawford, better known on the Auburn Twitterverse as AU Chizad. Welcome aboard the show, Chad.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. This is kind of surreal. I listen every week, so...
Ah, well, we appreciate it. We appreciate it so much. Well, you, sir, are the president of the New Orleans Auburn Alumni Club, which sounds like the coolest job in the world. And you have some information tonight for Auburn fans who might be heading down to the Big Easy for the Sugar Bowl. And we thought this was of critical importance, as we have certainly been promoting the fact that Auburn is in the freaking Sugar Bowl for the sixth time ever. So we wanted to get you on as soon as possible, and we kind of messed up and ran long in some technical things last night. We didn't get to have you on for the regular show, but now you get your own episode pretty much. So,
hey, sounds great.
So what I want you to do is first tell us kind of how you became the head of the Auburn Club in New Orleans and what kind of things you guys do. And then we'll talk a little bit about what will be going on in end of December and beginning of January.
Okay. Yeah, so I wish I had a better story to tell you, really, but I moved to New Orleans about 5 years ago. My wife grew up here, so, you know, she wanted to come back and everything. So I just have been going to the Auburn events, you know, the watch parties and whatnot, and then sort of the old guard kind of retired and we're looking for new people to take over. And I kind of raised my hand and said, you know, I'm happy to help out. So that's kind of all there is to how I became the president. I guess what you want to know about the events?
Well, tell me this, is the New Orleans Auburn Club like the craziest, most, what are the words I'm looking for here? The most debauched, drunken,
right? Yeah.
Auburn club in the world. That's what
I guess
I'm imagining.
By default. Yeah. Right. We always have, like, you know, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties and stuff rolling through town. So I think probably the other clubs, you know, besides say for a couple, you know, probably don't have a lot of tourism and stuff coming through the town. So,
right.
Yeah. We're probably every week, we're about 50%. Tourists and stuff that are just, you know, like I said, bachelor parties or, you know, whatever. We're just coming in town to visit. So we do a lot of accommodating them as well. That's but also awesome. The locals, obviously, is our main focus. So.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. John, you have any questions for him or anything before we get into what they're going to be doing for the fan base this year?
I have a very important question. Where is the best shrimp po' boy in New Orleans?
That is, I thought you might ask that. Everybody's always asking about the po' boys. You know how, like, in Philly, there's, they always talk about the cheesesteaks, it's Pat's or Geno's, and that's the debate there. Well, so here it's Domelisa's or Parkway. Those are the two.
Right. And I can say this, like, I'm a Parkway person.
Yeah. You're asking about the best shrimp, and that was going to be my answer. If that's your specific criteria, they definitely have the biggest, healthiest shrimp, I like Domelisa's too, though. I don't know. I can't really pick one. I like them both.
I needed to ask that because we lived in Jackson, Mississippi for a few years, and we could get good shrimp po' boys there. And then, of course, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, or we went to New Orleans, we got really good shrimp po' boys. And so you couldn't get a shrimp po' boy in Virginia to save your life. So,
that's too bad.
I'm in withdrawal sometimes.
Hey, you guys don't even know. I live in Illinois. I can't get hardly any of the foods I like here, man. I have to go to Cracker Barrel to get anything close, even close. That's terrible.
We have an embarrassment of riches there.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys aren't coming down, are you? Just curious.
No.
You're not for the bowl game.
No, but okay. I tell you what, I'll be there in spirit, man. We're going to be...
All right, sounds good.
We'll have the living room decorated up and the and toilet paper right, on the perfect. Christmas tree and everything. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds good.
So
sounds good.
Tell us some of the stuff that you guys expect to have going on for people that come down, for Auburn folks that come down and want to have a good time that week.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we'll start with getting down there, the actual act of getting down there. So I don't know if you've heard of Big Game Bus. They do charter buses to Auburn games. And we worked out a deal with them where as long as you enter AUNOLA at checkout, you'll get a 5% off. So we just wanted to let people know that, I guess. Currently, they're picking up from Birmingham, Mobile, and Biloxi. And, you know, I don't know if they're adding other locations or whatever, but that's what they have at the moment. So if you're coming from there and you're looking for a way to get down there, do that. Like I said, AUNOLA at checkout. Save yourself a little cash.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so then New Year's Eve, the Sugar Bowl, they always host this what they call Fan Fest, and it's always a pretty cool free concert in the Jack's Brewery parking lot, which is across the street from Jackson Square, right across Decatur. In the last couple of years, they've had cool bands like Imagine Dragons, Fun, OAR, CeeLo Green, Trombone Shorty. But this year, New Orleans is actually going to be the site of the first ever Central Time Zone countdown for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Oh.
So, and they're going to do it from FanFest, right? So,
oh.
I have a feeling they're going to have some pretty cool acts there.
Nice.
So, and that's just open air, you know, free, you know, free to stroll up on.
Yeah.
It's that Jack's Brewery parking lot, a lot of times where they do like the ESPN, you know, shows and stuff too. So, just right there outside. But if you do want to do like an organized type of deal, we're doing something for that too. They rented out the Hard Rock Cafe, and they're going to have, I guess, 4 hours of premium open bar, appetizers, midnight champagne toast. They got a Motown soul cover band, and they got DJ Hollywood from Auburn. So they have tickets for that on our site now. So if you want to go ahead and sign up for that, I think the price is going to go up. So you want to get on that.
That's nice.
But, yeah. This is making me wish I was going.
Yeah. And we also have on New Year's Day, the Steamboat Natchez. There's going to be a day cruise on the Natchez from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. I don't know if you know, that's the big iconic paddle boat that goes up and down the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
You've probably seen.
The paddle wheeler.
Right. So there's going to be a jazz band on there. And they're going to play the War Eagle Fight song. There's going to be Auburn flags flying from the boat. So that'll be pretty cool. And then tickets for that. They should be available by the time you're listening to this. The site's not up right now, but they're going to be $30 tickets, I think, for that. And I think they're going to have an optional Creole buffet upgrade, which I'm not sure how much that's running. But, again, if you look at the site, by the time you hear this, you'll probably be able to see it. And then I just – actually, today, a girl at Fulton Alley called me. That's like a – it's kind of a high-end bowling alley. It's more like a bar, really. But they're doing a New Year's Day Auburn tailgate. And they have drink specials and discounted tailgate menu from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. And that's free to get in. And you can RSVP online. But you can also purchase upgrade tickets for $20. I think that'll include 30 minutes of bowling. And she said 4 free drinks for beer, wine, and liquor. So that's always good.
Nice.
Then there's a party on January 1st, which is going to be the official Auburn party on the second floor balcony of Cornette's on Bourbon Street. That's, like I said, the night of January 1st. And I think that one's going to be more come and go as you please. It's I think they're going to start at 8 p.m. and go all night at 2 a.m. And the tickets for that are currently $10. I think they're going to raise that another $5 at some point. So
sure.
It might go up to, I think, 20 max, but just basically going to be like an Auburn party place as well. And then we also have the official Auburn tailgate. This is the National New Orleans Auburn Alumni Club is putting this one on. And there's going to be it's going to be on the rooftop of Benson Tower, which is like overlooking Champion Square, which is right outside the dome.
Nice.
And that's going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. Before the game starts on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. And they're still working out details on that, I think. But they have a website for that as well. And all that's linked on our site, which I'm going to give at the end. Our site is NewOrleansAuburnClub.com/Sugar Bowl. for all this info. So go there and check out, you know, the links we have to all these other things.
We'll put your link on our Podbean page too.
Perfect.
So.
Sounds good.
Yeah, this year the New Year's Eve is on Saturday night, right? Am I right?
Correct.
And so our game, and our game is on Monday night.
Yes, our game is on Monday. New Year's Eve is Saturday night. Yeah, the first is Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, so there'll be stuff going on for like 3 days there, more or less.
All weekend. Yeah, we got it packed up.
Nice. 4 days. Wall-to-wall stuff. Friday too, I guess. Yeah. So. Very good. Yeah. That works out nice when it's on Monday. You get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday stuff going on. That's got to be
cool. Right. Yeah. I don't work Monday. Yeah.
And from a person who's been to Sugar Bowl before when it was on New Year's, I appreciate the fact that it's on the 2nd, so you could rest and recover on the 1st before you go to the game the 2nd.
Yeah, the last time I went, it was 04. I was in school then, and it was I want to say it was later than that. It was like the 3rd or 4th or something like that, because I remember having to skip, not be able to actually stay there for the game, but I was there for New Year's just to hang out, party. But, it's nice that it's right up against it, at least.
I almost went to the 88 one, and I thought, well, we're going every year now, so I'll just go next year. We didn't go again until 2004.
Yeah, 16... and then again, it's been 12 years. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, to me, is a big deal. I mean, the Sugar Bowl is always a bit, you know, I remember the days when the Sugar Bowl was like the national championship game as often as not, and a huge thing. So I don't care what people say now. It's special.
Like I said, I listen every week, and I'm nodding my head as you're talking about, you know, how the Sugar Bowl is a big deal. This is great. We shouldn't be pouting about it. I'm psyched. Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, especially since it's right here at home, that's an extra incentive to be excited about it. But you know, I'd be excited anyway, honestly.
Well, no kidding. That's like, you know, I don't want Auburn to end up in the Music City Bowl, but if we do, I'm not broken up about it because it's only 4 hours away instead of like, you know,
right.
Whatever. But,
exactly.
Yeah, that's special. It's special. We're going to have a good trip down there to the Big Easy. It's going to be special. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I guess we've hit most of the things, Chad. Any other things you need to let people know about before we wrap up?
Yeah, I was going to say, so if you are in town and don't have tickets to the game, but you are, you know, you do want to, you know, watch the game in New Orleans, we're going to have American Sports Saloon. It's going to be the hangout place to watch the game. It's right there in the quarter. It's like right behind the French Market. So it's right in the middle of the quarter. So it's a really cool spot. But yeah. And like you said, you're going to put that link up to our site, NewOrleansAuburnClub.com/Sugar Bowl is going to have all that info. And while you're there, you might want to pick up some merchandise, New Orleans Auburn Club merchandise. We got shirts and koozies and stuff.
Nice.
So feel free to check those out. And you can find Auburn AU NOLA Club on Facebook and Instagram. I'm sorry, Twitter and Instagram. And we are on Facebook, too. We're New Orleans Auburn Club. So Facebook.com/NewOrleansAuburnClub. And you mentioned my personal Twitter is AU Chizad, although nothing on there represents the New Orleans Auburn Club. but you might want to check out, too, Wardam Bryce is another New Orleans Auburn Club person that helps me out a lot, so I give him a shout out to you.
Very good, John. Anything I've missed?
No, I really like that you have a game watching thing, so people could just come into town like for a couple of days. Even if you can't get tickets to the game, you could come and have fun and hang out with Auburn people and watch the game with them in New Orleans. That'd be great.
Exactly. We normally do it at Mellow Mushroom uptown, but we figured for this we want to do it in the quarter. So. American Sports Saloon is a really cool place. It'll be fun.
You know, I actually had two tickets to the 2004 Sugar Bowl, and I ended up at the last minute selling them for $500 a piece and buying a $1,000 big screen TV. And I watched it, and because my rationale was I can watch other things on it too. If I use the football tickets, all I get to watch is the Sugar Bowl. But yeah. I kind of wish I'd gone though. You know, I mean, I've been to a lot of big games, and I hated missing that one. But oh well.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's been fun. Like I said, surreal.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you bringing that great information to our listeners.
No problem.
John?
Thanks for listening, and thanks for all the stuff you're doing for Auburn people in New Orleans.
I appreciate it.
I thought you had started to say something, and I'd cut you off. I apologize. Okay. Well, Chad, we're going to let you run. John, I got a couple more business things to take care of, and otherwise we will talk to you later, man. Good to have you on.
All right. Thanks again.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
All right, John?
Yes.
Yeah, you're still there. All right. So before we wrap up, just a couple of quick things. We no sooner did we wrap up our show last night that we recorded than Lowell Narcisse, the great dual threat quarterback that had committed to Auburn originally and then switched to LSU, has decommitted from LSU after a visit from the Auburn staff. What do you make of that, and should we be excited?
I think we should be excited. He's a another exciting quarterback. And at one point, he had been committed to Auburn a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then he changed LSU because he's a Louisiana guy. And I still think LSU is probably the team to beat, depending on who they hire as offensive coordinator, which obviously won't be Lane Kiffin now. But it'd be interesting to see who they hire. And I think he'll make a big difference. I think he's a very talented guy, and he would be really great in Auburn's system. And there's nothing wrong with being greedy in terms of quarterbacks, as we talked about last night. So, yeah, it's exciting.
We could go from having Sean and basically nobody to having like four dual threat top quarterbacks. It's pretty amazing,
Mm-hmm.
So, or at least three plus Sean, who is not chopped salad either. So, here's the last thing I wanted to. So we'll monitor that situation, but it's just an interesting thing that kind of popped up early this morning, and I was like, well, how about that? One other thing I wanted to run by you real quick, as we're on our way out, I had this prepared for our regular show, and I forgot about it too. I want you to name what season, what year I'm talking about. Okay, I'm going to describe some things about this Auburn football season. You tell me what year it was. Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready?
All right.
We finished the regular season 8-4. We lost our opening game that year to a team that played in the national championship game the year before. After our third game, we were 1-2 and had lost to a team from Texas. We then regrouped and went on a 6-game winning streak, including a couple of high-scoring games where we ran for hundreds of yards rushing. But then the star running back got hurt partway through the season and missed several important games. There was a quarterback controversy, and they struggled with throwing the ball part of the season. The defense was solid and kept us in games most of the year. We faced one of our late-season rivals who was having a bad season, and we should have rolled over them, but instead we lost in a close contest due to some unbelievable coaching mistakes. And fans were calling on the head coach to replace his offensive staff and approach, but he seemed determined to stick with them for at least another year. What season does that sound like, John?
1984?
It is! Yes! Whoa! Because what other season does it sound like?
This season.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I mean, one of the most amazing things is that we were 8-4 after the regular season both years when we only played 11 games back then. But why were we 8-4? Do you remember?
Because back then they had the kickoff classic special where you could get an extra 12th game. That was the only time you could play 12 games. And those kind of games were added to the schedule. They weren't like the neutral site games now, which is just part of your schedule.
I'm so proud. You done me proud. You done the Auburn fan base proud.
I answered your trivia question on Twitter today, which you should repeat, which is pretty good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what was that question? I can't remember.
All right, here's the question.
But you were the first one to get it. You're absolutely right. You were the very first one to get it, which I was like, wow, look at John. What was the question?
The question was, hold on. The question was.
I have the soundboard. I can't play match game.
What do the Auburn's games against 1982 Kentucky, 1983 Michigan, 2000 Alabama, 2008 Mississippi State, and 2016 LSU have in common?
And what do they have in common?
Auburn won all of those games without scoring a touchdown.
That's right. Those were all field goal games. From the one field goal over Mississippi State in 2008 to the 6 field goals over LSU and over Kentucky in 1982. and LSU this year, of course. So I just thought that was amazing. And apparently I missed one. I'd forgotten, but and I apologize, but somebody on Twitter pointed this out to me, that the 2007 Arkansas game, we won 9-7. Honestly, I have no memory at all of the 2007 Arkansas game. I must have watched it because, John, I've watched every Auburn football game that was watchable since 1982, okay, and some before that, and I just didn't know what was going on. So I don't remember. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
They scored a touchdown with about a minute and a half to go. Mustaine, that dude. And then we came back and went down and kicked a field goal with like 2 seconds left. A very Tuberville way to win a game.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, yeah.
And Cox hit several key passes on that drive. I just don't remember that game. I gotta go.
So was Gus the offensive coordinator for Arkansas on that game then?
No, I think he was only there in row six. And I think he was in Tulsa in 07. But they still had Mitch Mustaine. Okay. I think that was one of his Tulsa years. All right. Well, we got to get out of here because we got to go record the White Rocket podcast. Tonight we're going to be talking about the gadgets of Bond, the gadgets of James Bond. And we've got a special guest, Jared Albrecht. If you follow us on Twitter, Jared is the new art director for White Rocket. And so he's going to join us. And he's a big Bond fan like us. So, all right, let's get on out of here. This has been a very special midweek show. Don't get spoiled. We can't do this too often. But I felt like we needed to get Chad on to talk about the New Orleans trip. So, any last
thoughts? Kidding. He's kidding. We're going to do one of these every night now.
God. All right. Our time is definitely up. We thank you for yours. War Eagle, John.
War Eagle, man.
Thanks for listening to the Wishbone Podcast. All past episodes are available at auwishbone.podbean.com and via iTunes. For more Auburn fun, join us on Facebook at facebook.com/auwishbone and follow the show on Twitter at auwishbone. War Eagle.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.
Thank you for listening to the AU Wishbone podcast.
Go to bed.